ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायः सुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिके। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पश्चात देश तारिणे। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। टेस्ट नंबर 69 ना, ठीक है। तो श्रीमद् भागवतम कंटो 9 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट नंबर 69। उपायम कथयिष्यामि तव विप्रश्निष्वत अयम हि आत्माभिचारस्ते यतस्तं याहि मां चिरम्। साधु सुप्रहितं तेज प्रहर्तो कुरुते शिवम्। उपायं कथयिष्यामि तव विप्रश्निष्वत अयम हि आत्माभिचारस्ते यतस्तं याहि माचिरम्। साधु सुप्रहितं तेज प्रहर्तो कुरुते शिवम्। उपायं कथयिष्यामि तव विप्रश्निष्वत अयम हि आत्माभिचारस्ते यतस्तं याहि माचिरम्। साधु सुप्रहितं तेज प्रहर्तो कुरुते शिवम्। उपायं कथयिष्यामि तव विप्रश्निष्वत अयम हि आत्माभिचारस्ते यतस्तं याहि माचिरम् साधुसो प्रहितं तेज प्रहर्तो कुरुते शिवम्। उपायं कथयिष्यामि माता जी। Word to word meaning. Upayam, the means of protection in this dangerous position. Kathayishyami, I shall speak to you. Tava, of your deliverance from this danger. Vipra, O Brahmana, Snishwa, just hear from me. Tata, what I say. I am this action taken by you. He, indeed, Atma Bhicharaha, self envy or envious of yourself. Your mind has become your enemy. Te for you. Yataha because of whom? Tam to him. Maharaj Ambarish. Yahi immediately. Go. Ma Chiram, do not wait even a moment. Sadhusu unto devotee. Prahitam applied. Tejaha power. Praharto of the executor. Kurute does. Asivam inauspiciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. O Brahmana, let me now advise you for your own protection. Please hear from me. By offending Maharaj Ambarish, you have acted with self-envy. Therefore, you should go to him immediately, without a moment delay. One so-called provesh, when employed against the devotee, certainly harm he who employ it. Thus it is the subject, not the object, who is harmed. Please repeat after me. O Brahmana, let me now advise you for your own protection. Please hear from me. By offending Ambarish Maharaj, you have acted with self-envy. Therefore, you should go to him immediately, without a moment delay. One so-called provesh, when employed against the devotee, certainly harms he who employs it. Thus, it is the subject, not the object who is harmed. Purport. A Vaishnava is always an object of envy for non-devotee, even when the non-devotee happens to be his father. To give a practical example, Hiranyakashipu was envious of Prahlad Maharaj, but this envy of the devotee was harmful to Hiranyakashipu, not to Prahlad. Every action taken by Hiranyakashipu against his son Prahlad Maharaj was taken very seriously by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, when Hiranyakashipu was on the verge of killing Prahlad, the Lord personally appeared and killed Hiranyakashipu. Service to a Vaishnava gradually accumulates and becomes an asset for the devotee. Similarly, harmful activities directed against the devotee gradually becomes the ultimate cause of the performer's fall down. Even such a great Brahmana and a mystic yogi as Dhruvasa was in a most dangerous situation because of his offense at the lotus feet of Maharaj Ambarish. A pure devotee. Umagyan timirandhasya gyanan janasalakaya chakshoran militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha bandeham shri guru shri utapad kamalam shri guru nabai samascha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanmitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Mitascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tattakanchan Gaurangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vantha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। ग्रंथ श्रीमद् भागवतम की। तो इन दिस चैप्टर यू कैन जस्ट सी हाउ दुर्वासा मुनि ऑफेंडेड एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ ए प्योर डिवोटी लाइक अम्बरीश महाराज। अम्बरीश महाराज इज ए ग्रेट डिवोटी एंड दुर्वासा मुनि वॉज ए ग्रेट ब्राह्मण। ही वॉज वेरी लर्नेड एंड ही ऑब्जर्व एंड ऑब्टेन द मिस्टिक पोटेंसी। ही जस्ट ऑब्टेन द मिस्टिक पावर बाय द ऑस्टेरिटी बाय द अदर पेनेंसेस। लाइक ए जोगी दे हैव नो इंटरेस्ट for the service of the Lord. They always interest how to achieve mystic power. Then I can just put in front of the innocent people. Or just he can use for own self-interest. Like in India also many yogi, many magician also they perform great austerity and penances, then they can get something. Like many years before, some devotee, I was also just walking in front of the Juhu Beach. One magician came and just he took the sand from the earth and just he made the golden coin. So he were surprised how he just taken the dust and made the gold coin. So this is called mystic power. But there is no service for the Lord. They have no interest to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same way, like a Durvasa Muni here also, he performed many years of austerity and penances. Then he got the mystic power. So when he was as a guest, he appeared in the house of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj welcomed many way, and that day was a Kashi Vrat. Ambarish Maharaj he was celebrated a Kashi Vrat. So when a Kashi was just finishing, and time came for the paran. There is a specific time for the paran. If you not broken the vrata of Ekashi, then there will be no result of fasting. So that time, Durvasa Muni went to the river for the taking bath and washing clothes, along with many, above 10,000 disciples, 60,000 disciples. He was just wondering, it's a big crowd. He had many disciples, many yogi, performers, the austerity, like same. So 60,000 disciples. Suppose someone house came 10, 15 guests, they become afraid. How you can? In city, if someone house came many, like a 10, 20 devotees, they become afraid. How you can keep their limited place, one, two room, and they had limited rice, dal, sabji. So, but city you can just buy. The city, there is a many facilities you can take advance also from the shopkeeper. So, Lord Ambarish Maharaj was a great king. He was a great devotee also. He performed all the kinds of devotional service. He is the acharya of all kinds of devotional service. He was just practicing every day, like Shravanam, Kirtanam, Asmaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Saksham, Atma, Nivedanam. His routine was, every day he practiced. all kinds of devotional, like a 9 process of devotional service. So this things is his routine. So when Ambarish Maharaj was taking bath, and here Ambarish Maharaj was waiting, if he comes, then I can break the Kashi Vrat. So time was just passing, maybe 1 minute rest. So he just advised from the Brahmana and learned devotee how I can break my Kashi Vrat. Then many learned Brahmana, they advise, you just take water. If you drink water, there is no harm. You can break your Ekashi Vrata also, and water is, one hand you can eat also, another hand there is no eating, no results of eating. So by the mystic power, Durvasa Munisha, without the welcome, without giving something, anything, just Ambarish, he taken something. If guest comes, so you should first feed them, then you can take something. By this offense, actually there is no any offense. Ambarish Maharaj, he didn't made any offenses against Ambarish, against Durvasa Muni. But Durvasa Muni took very seriously, because he don't know how the position of pure devotee. He was a great austere personality, but he has no compassion for the devotee or other people. His heart became a stone by just performing hard austerity. If there is no Shravanam Kirtanam, no chanting, no loving service for the Lord, just you performing penances and you are performing austerity like in Himalayan yogi, they perform austerity in the ice, in the water, for getting something like a magician. So Ambarish, against the Ambarish, Durvasa Muni just produced a great demon, like a Kritya, for killing Ambarish Maharaj. In spite of this action, Lord Vishnu just sent the Sudarshan Chakra for the protection of pure devotee Ambarish Maharaj. Sudarshan Chakra just appeared and killed the demon in front of Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni became so afraid, and then he just ran away from that place. When he ran from that place, Sudarshan Chakra was chasing behind us. You are running. When he looked behind them, just very closer, Sudarshan Chakra is very close, just can cleave within a movement. So he just ran away and he went to the near of Lord Shiva, like in Himalayas, near the Kailash mountain. And he was begging down. He was begging, please protect me, please save me. Then Lord Shiva replied, you are a great offender. You offended pure devotee like Ambarish Maharaj. I have no other way to protect you. Please just go from here. If someone offending a pure devotee, so his mother, father also cannot give place to sit also. If like a Jayanta was also a devotee, he was the son of Indra, Jayanta. On upon a time he was offended at the lotus feet of Mother Sita. Mother Sita and Lord Ramchandra was just sat on the stone of चित्रकूट धाम, चित्रकूट धाम देर इज ए स्टील, देर इज ए बिग स्टोन, स्टोन नेम इज ए स्टोन नेम तमाल कृष्ण प्रभु इन चित्रकूट देर इज ए स्टोन, ए स्पेशल स्टोन देर लॉर्ड राम एंड सीता सेट वेन जयंत और फटिक शिला स्टील देर इज ए इन चित्रकूट धाम नाइस स्फटिक स्टोन देर लॉर्ड राम एंड सीता सेट टूगेदर तो द सन ऑफ इंद्र केम इन द फॉर्म ऑफ क्रो ही वाज टेस्टिंग इफ ही इज ए लॉर्ड देन ही कैन शो द मिस्टिक पावर देन ही वेंट एंड बीट बाइट ऑन द लोटस फीट ऑफ मदर सीता Then Lord Ramchandra became angry and just took one grass and just sent behind the crow. Then Jayanta in the form of crow, he was flying and the grass arrow was just chasing behind the crow. Crow means Jayanta. He just went to the house of his father Indra. Indra just kicked out. You cannot stay even a moment also. You did a great offense against Lord Ramchandra. He went to Lord Shiva also. He went to Brahma also. Nobody protect him. Then Jayanta was so horrible. He was very painful condition. He was in dangerous position like a Durvasa Muni. So when Narad Muni was passing, then Narad Muni saw Jayanta is the son of Indra. He was very dangerous position. So Narad Muni had appeared compassion for the Jayanta. Then Narad Muni advised, please you go to Lord Ramchandra and just beg in his lotus feet and just ask, please forgive me. I don't know. I am foolish. So Narad Muni very nicely advised, instructed, you are offending the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, you just go and pray for forgiveness. Then Jayanta returned back to the Chitrakoot Dham and just fell down in front of Lord Ramchandra and he folded hand, he was begging, please forgive me. Then Lord Ramchandra, he gives some simple punishment. He just taken out one eye. So crow is one eye, still crow has one eye. Because Lord Ramchandra is punished for us, he can also take example. So here Durvasa Muni was just wandering in the whole universe. Then he reached to the Vaikuntha planet. He is a mystic yogi, he can go anywhere. He went to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he was asking, please protect me, please save me. I am suffering from heat of your weapons. Sudarshan Chakra is hitting me. He just protect me. Then Lord Vishnu advised. So here Lord Vishnu is just giving the instruction for Durvasa Muni. Upayam kathishyami. I have no way to protect you. I have no power. I have no any law. I am law maker of the universe. I am protecting. I am creating. I am annihilating also all the universes. But I have no power to protect you. I am very Saudi to give something to you. Just you go to the Ambarish Maharaj. Oh Brahmana, Upayam Kathishyami, I am saying, you listen very carefully. There is a one alternate. Oh Brahmana, let me now advise you for your own protection. Please hear from me. Means hear from me, you listen carefully and then you can apply also in your behavior. By offending Maharaj Ambarish, you have acted with self-envy. Therefore, you should go to him immediately, without a delay, a moment. Without delay, even a moment, even a one moment, you cannot delay, just you go and pray and beg. Without a moment delay, one so-called progress, when imply against the devotee, certainly harm he who imply it. Thus it is the subject, not the object, who is harmed. In this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also quoted, if someone offended a devotee, they should immediately go to the those who offended against and just pray. Devotee can remove the dangerous situation of offenders, those who offended for whom. The Vaishnava is always an object of envy for non-devotee. Prabhupada is giving example of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee, but his father, Hiranyakashipu, was always envious to Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj was just tolerating. He was just, whatever he gave penances, whatever he created situation, Prahlad Maharaj very nicely, is calm and peace, is just tolerate. But Prahlad Maharaj had no any harm. But Hiranyakashipu was situated in great dangerous position. Then, after many chastises, he could not conquer his son Prahlad Maharaj. Then he tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Then Hiranyakashipu, but this envy of his devotee was harmful to Hiranyakashipu, not to Prahlad. Every action taken by Hiranyakashipu against his son Prahlad Maharaj was taken very seriously. Not to Prahlad. Every action taken by Hiranyakashipu against his son Prahlad Maharaj was taken very seriously by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Hiranyakashipu was planning to offend Prahlad Maharaj, but Lord Vishnu was taken very seriously against Hiranyakashipu. Your Lord Vishnu is a taken bow. If some devotee is offended by someone, then Lord Vishnu is feeling pain in his heart, because Lord Vishnu is always reciting in the heart of pure devotee. So if someone giving unnecessarily pain or disturbing the devotee of Lord, then Lord feel pain himself. Like a father, like a son is in dangerous position, or son is feeling some pain, the father also feeling pain because the compassion for his son. Like a bhakt vatsala, pitri vatsala, Lord is also bhakt vatsala. So he himself feels pain. If someone giving trouble for the devotee, So that pain is feeling same way. Like you are feeling some pain. You are suffering from fever or any disease. But that Lord also feeling same way like you. So here Lord also feel pains when Prahlad was punished or gave trouble by Hiranyakashipu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed, if someone Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, if you are committing offense against the devotee, like you are every day memorizing 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy name, there is a first offense, blaspheme the devotee who have dedicated their life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Devotee, those who are taking bow, their sacrifice is life for the propagating the holy name of the Lord. Are they sacrifices the life to preaching of Krishna consciousness? If someone criticizing unnecessarily, so there is a great offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave very nice example, like a mad elephant. Mad elephant, if enter in the garden or maybe lake, he can destroy the gardens, flowers, tree, creepers, anything he can destroy. Mad elephant. In the lake also, so many blooming lotus flowers. Just enter the mad elephant, he can destroy everything. So Vaishnava offense is like a mad elephant. Uthe hathi mata, ati that payar. Vaishnava aparad uthe hathi mata. Hathi mata, mata means mad elephant. Hathi mata means mata, mata means mad elephant. So you should also learn from this event how Ambarish Maharaj was a great devotee and Durvasa Muni was also a great Brahmana. He is a very learned scholar, mystic yogi. He had mystic power. He can also put it in the great dangerous situation by just offending a pure devotee. So this is the lesson for us. You can also very carefully, you should also take from this event, you can also avoid to criticize other devotees, even non-devotee also. That is not the part of criticism. Devotee or maybe non-devotee. If you are thinking he is a not devotee, he is a non-Vaishnava, I can criticize. That is also offense. Ninda, criticism is like a hog's stool. Stool become a stool. Hog stool. Sukari bistha. If someone is criticizing or just searching the fault of someone inside, someone always creating new faults. Like someone nature to searching some fault inside someone. But we should, our tendency should be, we should search inside in our heart. What is, I have some demerits. How we can correct yourself. Radha Govind Maharaj, one lecture he was just given very nice example. If he want to correct someone, you should correct yourself first. You are not in charge to correct the whole world. If you are going to correct the whole world, then you can become in same like position. You feel it very dangerous in yourself, very dangerous position. We should not criticize any. Even if someone great fault also, we should not remember always. If you remembering someone fault, someone fault, then you also become like. Maharaj said, you should not chintayan. You should not remember. If you want to remember, if you want to say, you can chant something good, something nice thing. So, this is a nice verse, how Lord is advises here to Durvasa Muni. I cannot protect you. I am also control, someone controlling me. I am not independent. But Lord is called Swarata. Lord is fully independent. But Lord is saying, I am also Paradhina. I am also under someone, someone controlling me. Who is controlling Lord? Your devotee. So, you want to some free from dangerous position, you just go to Ambarish Maharaj. So, Upayam Kathishyami. There is a one way. Upayam means? What is Upayam? Solution. There is only one solution. Otherwise, no solution. It's just tolerate. Because you offended a great devotee. You tolerate. If you want to release from this situation, then you can go to Ambarish Maharaj. He can do anything. He can free from this dangerous position. I have no any solution. Upayam kathishyami tava vipra sunusvatat. O Brahmana, please listen very carefully. Ayam yatma vicharaste atastam yahi machiram. You just go without any delay. Even a moment you cannot delay, just you go in front of Ambarish Maharaj, then he can give you. He can give you painless. He can free you in this dangerous position. Otherwise, no other solution. Sadhusu prahitam teja prahartu kurte shivam. So, I am not expert to speak in English, but I just try, I can speak or not. I always afraid, how I can speak in front of Brajhari Prabhu and Maharaj and Devaki Nandan Prabhu. So I was in Guyana, so there were no other alternate. There only you can speak in English. So I have spoken many classes in their English. Some grammatical or literary mistakes, but there is no other way. They speak in English, so I just, one devotee asked me, you speak English or Hindi? I was not prepared to speak in English, but I saw Maharaj also here. So then I just try, whatever, maybe, wrong or right. Only two things will be happen, wrong or right. Good or bad. So I just try to speak by the mercy of Brajhari Prabhu and Maharaj and all of you. So you bless me, then in future I can speak naturally. I just try. I can open my mouth or not. Generally I speak in Hindi. You are village people. I told in Guyana, Atmaram Prabhu asked me, how you can speak I told you, if you bless me, then I can speak. By the mercy of devotee, lamb can cross the mountain. Even a gunga can also speak many philosophy by the mercy of Guru, Vaishnava and Lord. So any grammatical, any literary or whatever mistake, just forgive me. And you bless me, then I can correct yourself in future also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. There is no time for question and comment. I am not able to give answer also. But if you like, then you can ask one question maybe. No. Okay. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki.